Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm still on the road. I know if you've listened to the last couple of shows that I've done, you might be surprised that I'm still on the road, but I think I'm driving like 20-something hours, so I got plenty of time to reflect. And as I'm reflecting, you know, I don't know if I'm the only one that does this. I doubt it, but my mind jumps from thinking about the wilderness outside. Like, for example, I'm looking at cows right now, and then I start thinking about, oh, well, when's the last time that, you know, I'd really been in a field? Or when was the last time that I learned about, you know, I really got in tune with nature? And then I get thinking about religion. Then I got thinking, I go down this rabbit hole, for lack of a better expression. And as I'm going down the various rabbit holes of the isolation that is my mind, because make no mistake about it, if you're a guy who is largely alone, not like you're lonely and you're crying yourself to sleep every night like Stewie. What I mean is you're a natural lone wolf kind of guy. If that's who you naturally are, you're kind of in your own form of solitary confinement because you're kind of confined to your own mind in a lot of ways. And so if you're anything like me, you like to listen to other people. You like to write books. You like to talk to yourself, as crazy as that might sound. But at the end of the day, my friends, I was thinking about how your life can be, as a man, and I'm talking about from the male perspective, I don't want to hear about, oh, but when men do X, Y, and Z, I don't want to hear that garbage. You can find that garbage on TikTok. You can find that garbage all over social media, all over the news channels, all over pretty much everywhere that you read, look, hear, or see. I'm not talking about that bullshit. What we're talking about is how religion, in my opinion, has ruined relationships for people who are spiritual and people who are religious. You might ask me why, and that's a very valid question. And the reason I'll answer your question with my question before I get into the explanation. Question is this. When it comes to religion, do you believe in the law? And what I mean is, every religious group, every religion, whether it be one of the major religions of the world, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, etc., or even a cult, or a sub-religion, like a pagan spiritual religion, whatever, they all have codes of conduct attached to their belief system. And in too many religious institutions in our country, of America, we have taken away the law. If you look in the Torah, the Talmud, and the 12 books of Moses, which is where all three Abrahamic religions get their basic tenets from, 10 Commandments, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, these are all important aspects of Christian, Islamic, and Jewish tradition. But here's the problem, my friends. When we look at relationships today, the reason I'm harping on relationships is because, in my opinion, your mate selection, whether it be for sex or for marriage or for long-term whatever you have, concubines, you name it, they can make or break you as a man. They can set you back 10 years, or they can propel you forward at light speed if you make your selections carefully. Which then leads to the, well, how do I choose carefully? How do I know whom to choose? How do I know who's lying? How do I know who's telling the truth? That's what I'm talking about. Religion used to have pedigree standards. Religion used to say, hey, this is how we're doing things. And I'm not some theocratic fascist. I'm not here to tell you that everything in a religious text should be encoded in the law. I'm not saying that. I'm saying even if you take the law out of it, as in like the laws, state, federal, local, I'm talking about you take the churches. I'll pick on the churches because that's the environment I grew up in and I know the most about. If you take the churches, for example, the average pastor is a henpecked guy who, for lack of a better term, is a simp. He doesn't understand the dating marketplace. Because he got married maybe in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, whatever. He has no idea what's happening out here. Nothing. Zero. He has no idea how the dating marketplace has shifted. He has no idea that feminism has destroyed dynamics between men and women. He has no idea that the family court system has a tremendous bias against men and for women. He has no idea that men are penalized in every way imaginable. And I'm not saying this to make you feel like you're a victim. I'm saying it because it is true, and it is the third rail of the modern day. It's become more somewhat socially acceptable to say these things on the internet, but still, you're going to face tremendous backlash, especially if you work in corporate America, especially if you are in big tech or anything like that. You're going to see pushback against what you're saying, and 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be something logical you could then debate. It's going to be something emotional that then you're going to have to defend yourself against accusations, against incendiary language. And when we get back to religion, the church, the synagogue, the mosque, the temple, they were supposed to be places where people could escape from the trap. Like, they could say, hey, you know what, the laws are X, Y, and Z, but we're going to take it a step further. You know, they used to hold people accountable. They used to have rules. It wasn't just come here to feel better. Come here for almost a free dose of therapy and throw a couple dollar bills in the little thing, in the little pouch going around for a tithe and offering. There used to be standards in church. And the reason I say religion has wrecked relationships is because they pretend like those standards are still there. They pretend like they still care about these rules in the Torah. They still pretend like they hold these things dear, but they don't. Because if they did, they'd practice them, but they don't. They don't hold people accountable. They don't hold people to a standard that if they don't meet, they kick them out. People are so afraid to not be tolerant that they're accepting of things that are completely contradictory to their scripture or their text or their belief system. Where is it written that I have to accept everything that everybody says? You gotta love it. People use love to hate you. And then if you say that they're being hateful, then they'll just say you're being hateful. And it descends into some elementary school level argument garbage. My friends, the religious institutions are overwhelmingly run by people who care more about profit than they do about being prophetic and caring about people's souls. They care more about the bottom line than they do about keeping people to a higher standard, enforcing what they teach. This is the problem. I'll give Eric one more shout out. He's a fantastic member of the community. He posted on one of our more recent videos, I believe it was the Pedigree versus Purebred show that I did about a week ago, where he posted in the comment section. It's still there. I hard the comment. It's still there. In Numbers, where it talks about women were held to a standard of, hey, if you want to be married as a woman, you must be a pedigree woman, as in you must have a written record of any encounters, if you have any. You must have a certain standard to be married. But now they assume that because the word marriage is the same translated word in Hebrew as it was 4,000 years ago, and now it's the same word as today, despite the fact that the government runs marriage, despite the fact that feminism and sexual liberation has happened, despite the fact that the gynocentric society consumes everything, and men are at a tremendous disadvantage, and they lose all their leverage in marriage, despite what the people will tell you who have been in marriage for less than 7 years. Because 7 years is the average marriage length. They don't know what's going on. They'll be married for 2 years and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. Because they're married and I'm not. And I say, get back to me. I know guys who are married for 20 years. And their marriage falls apart. And they tell me, they spill the tea with me. They shoot the shit with me over a pint at the pub while we're shooting pool. They let me know what's going on. So I don't need to listen to you and your 2-year marriage bullshit. I don't need to listen to that crap. Get back to me when you've done the same thing that my buddies have done. Get back to me when you've experienced what my mentors have experienced who put me up on game. Get back to me then. I can't stand anecdotal garbage like this. If it was just a one-off, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but it's not a one-off. It has become an all-too-familiar reality for a lot of men, both who listen to this show and who should be listening to the show, because they are the silent majority of men who are either married or divorced. A lot of married men are miserable in their marriages, and they won't say a damn thing because they're afraid to be ridiculed, they're afraid to be shamed, and they feel like they have no outlet. No one cares about them in their own mind. I think, well, I care about you. I know other guys in this community care about you. I don't care if you're religious or not religious. Problem is, my friends, marriage, biblical marriage, is dead. It's been dead for years. And so I don't want to hear this malarkey about how, Austin, you don't believe in marriage. How can you possibly be religious or spiritual in any way? Hey, schmuck, listen to me. I'm not your weak father who didn't tell you about reality. I'm not your weak piece of shit pastor who didn't put you up on game. I'm the real one out here telling you the truth, telling you how it is. If you don't like it, that's your business. That's your choice. But if you want to debate me or any of the other guys on this channel who know what's going on, they've been through it, they have the receipts, I don't want to hear this malarkey from you. I don't want to hear you tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. If you want to have a rational discussion, feel free. My comment section is open for business. But don't sit there and gaslight us. We won't fight anymore. We're done with that. The whole biblical bachelor lifestyle is written upon the concept of asking questions, uncomfortable ones at that, that then force us to find an answer, that force us out of the mainstream, out of the norm, into finding a way for us to find a lifestyle that works for us so that we can win, not in spite of everything going against us, but so that we then can say that we have found a way to live as free men, not men shackled to the ball and chain, not men who have to beg our wives for sex, not men who sit by and hope we get lucky with the people that we pay for. We pay their lifestyle. We pay for their car. We pay for their shoes. We pay for their everything, their facials, their makeovers, everything. And then you have to sit back and be like, can I get some nookie? Can I get lucky tonight after two glasses of wine? Fuck no. I'm not putting up with that shit. Why do you want that? The marriage you are thinking about in your head, it's gone. It's dead. It doesn't exist. I don't care about how that makes you feel. You think it made me feel good when I first was exposed to this? No. I rejected it too. Until I saw it time after time. I looked at the research. I looked at the numbers. I looked all over the place on top of my own personal experiences and those around me. It becomes all too hard to ignore once you see what is happening. Once you take the wool off of your eyes, do you understand what a miracle it is that you can see? But what do you use your eyes for? To see that garbage that Hollywood produces? To see the thirst traps that these hoes put on Instagram or TikTok? To see the filth and rubbish that the politicians put out? That's what God gave you the sight of, the power of sight for, not to see reality, not to see the harsh truths that to teach your sons, your fathers, your brothers, your uncles about the realities of the world so that you could save their life and save them from the traps? I guess so. I guess that I sometimes feel like I'm a man screaming in the wilderness, like I'm all alone. I'm driving through Nebraska. And as completely, just as far as the eye could see, it's just grass, and crops, and flat land as far as the eye can see. I sometimes feel like I'm a man screaming in the wilderness. And nobody, I'm just in a car right now. I'm alone in a car, all my stuff in the back seat, moving to a new place I've never been. And sometimes, my friends, I'll be honest, it feels like I'm screaming in the wilderness. Like I'm the only sane person on earth. Because I think part of the deception, my friends, is to get you to think that you're crazy. That's part of how they gaslight you. To think that you're crazy when you look at the realities unfolding in front of you. And despite the fact that you hate it, it's still in front of you. despite how much you don't like it or that you wish it was not there or not true. It's still staring you in the eyes. Ignore it at your own risk. That's all I can tell you. Religion is not what it once was. It has become an absolute laughingstock for most people. It has become just a feel-good for your mediocrity, a social club for the wine wives and the henpecked husbands out there. And I'm sick of it. And I don't want to hear about how your church is different. Everybody says that until I go to your church and I see it for what it is instead of the rose-colored glasses you have on. I'm not telling you not to go to church or your house of worship. That's your choice. I'm saying think for yourself. Put what they say through a filter, multiple filters, the same way that hackers will VPN through 12 different countries. You should put everything you hear and read and see and listen to and everything through 12 different filters to filter out the lies and the rubbish that they might even not be aware that they're propagating out here. Oh, man. I hope I'm making a difference, man. I really do. It's tough. It's tough. I'll be honest with you. It's tough to be, you know, in some senses, the Paul Revere of our time. It's tough, man. You think it's easy to do this? You don't think it's easier if I came on here and said, "Hi, guys, my name's Austin Creed. Today we're going to talk about how great marriage is and how you need to get married and how everything is, all your problems are going to be solved because you're going to have a wonderful woman there beside you who is every sugar spice and everything nice and everything's going to be great because that's what everybody tells me and that's what everything is great and my name is Austin. I support this message." Think how easy that would be? I can't do it. I won't do it. I won't do it. You think I want to sit here and do that? You're wrong. I refuse. I refuse to be another Schmendrick who goes through life fumbling and stumbling around, not knowing what the hell is happening, knowing who's on first base at the game instead of who's in Washington, who's trying to deceive me, and who's out here pushing absolute lies and crap and garbage out here in these streets. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm sure this won't be the last open road rant you hear from me as I still have many, many hours to go, but I need to get this off my chest. This is how I think. This is a stream of consciousness show. If this is the first time you've listened to me, you don't know what I'm talking about. You think I'm probably crazy, and you know what? I don't blame you. I really don't. I really don't. I'd probably think I was crazy too if I was listening to myself for the first time. And once you understand the stream of consciousness, instead of just getting up there with a blackboard and beating the same thing to death instead of having a conversation like this. Once you understand that, and I think a lot of you relate to this more than you think you do, as much as you might want it to be false, or even if you've heard this a million times and you're like, "Austin, this is 101 stuff, I've heard it before," you still can't stop listening to it because it strikes a chord within your soul. I want to say was it Shakespeare? I'm trying to remember who it was. No, it was, gosh dang it, what's the guy's name? Hemingway. It was Hemingway who said that the truth has a certain ring to it. And I firmly believe he was correct. And that's why you like listening to the show. That's why you're still listening. Because you know in your soul, even if you hate it, that there is truth in what you're hearing, and it's better than any XXX pornography you could watch, because you can't find this on a lot of places. You understand that I'm not making this up. You understand that I'm not just saying this for views. That all of these things are real, unfortunate, but all too familiar realities that we face, and we must embrace them if we are to prevent ourselves from being exploited by the companies, politicians, women. All these people are out here to get us. Not because we're victims, because that's part of the human condition. As Karl Marx said, use is the only currency. And you'll rarely hear me quote Karl Marx with any sincerity, not being sarcastic. But on that note, I think he was right. What he left out was that they think that communists are different. You don't think that people step on each other's toes to get ahead in the bureaucracy? What, are you kidding me? Of course they do. Part of the human condition. My friends, let me know what you think. You think I'm totally off base and crazy? You let me know. You think I'm right on the money and you want to hear more? You let me know that too. Because I'm here for it and I'm not going anywhere. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Hopefully, you liked what you heard. If you like it, you know what to do. And I'm sure you'll probably be binge watching the video shortly if you enjoy what you're saying. You enjoy what you heard and you like it. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace out.